David Berthoff, our campus life pastor at Life Point Plain City, and we're in our practicing series, and today we're going to focus on neighbors. I want to look at Mark 10:45. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus here flips the script on greatness. The disciples are arguing and debating over who among them is the greatest, and Jesus responds by saying that true greatness is found in becoming a servant. His entire mission, his incarnation, his ministry, and his sacrifice is all framed as service. And if the Son of God took the form of a servant, how could we possibly think following him means anything less? When we think of service, we often think of church-based roles or big service events, and those are good, but Jesus' model was daily. It was personal and often went unnoticed. We see Jesus washing feet. Of course, he healed the sick, but we also see him welcoming children. And these were acts of love with no stage or no spotlight. The call to serve includes our neighbors, literal and relational. In Luke 10, he redefines neighbor through the parable of the Good Samaritan. A true neighbor doesn't just live next door. They see a need and they meet it. Service isn't occasional. It's not convenient. It's a lifestyle that is alert to opportunities and willing to be interrupted for the sake of love. And so why does all this matter? That's because serving is not just about what we do for others. It's about who we are becoming in Christ. Service reshapes our hearts. It kills selfishness and forms us into people who reflect the humility and compassion of Jesus. As Jesus said, "Blessed are you if you do these things." For a long time, I thought serving meant volunteering at big events or stepping in just when the church needed help on a Sunday. And don't get me wrong, those moments matter. They're important. But lately, He's been teaching me that real service often happens in the small, everyday stuff. It's not always planned or public. It's just being available and willing. Serving can look like checking in on someone who's going through a hard time, bringing a meal to a family that's stretched thin, or sending an encouragement text when someone comes to mind. It might be helping a coworker, offering to watch a friend's kids for an hour, or doing something at home without being asked. Those are the kinds of moments that really get noticed, but they reflect the heart of Jesus. And so what shifted in me and my mindset, I've started asking, "Lord, help me to see people the way you see them." A simple prayer has helped me slow down and pay attention, because when you're paying attention, opportunities to serve, they're everywhere. I realize the goal isn't to be a helper. It's to become someone who carries the heart of a servant every day, wherever I am. So here's your prayer points today. God, help me to be present and willing, even in the small things. Jesus, show me how to serve with love, especially when no one else sees it. I want to challenge you to serve someone outside of your home in a meaningful and personal way. And as you do that, ask yourself this question. As you consider your neighbor today, what would it practically look like to serve a neighbor? Think about it. Who's going through a hard season right now? Can you show up with a meal or a word of encouragement? Is there an elderly neighbor who needs help with yard work or errands? Can you invite someone over for coffee? Not to fix them, but just to listen and be present. Serving your neighbor doesn't require a budget or a title. It just requires awareness, willingness, and a heart shaped by Christ. Start today with one act of kindness and watch how it opens doors for connection and transformation.